you were young, but do you have any memories of World War II breaking out in 41 and through 45? You would have been 8, 9 years old. Do you have
Absolutely. Absolutely. My mother's younger brother, well, I remember he was valedictorian of his class, and he gave the speech. And the next morning, we went down to the depot, and he left for Omaha because he had volunteered to join the Army. And he was a tank driver with George Patton in the Battle of the Bulge. I remember such wonderful things about my mother and my grandmother knitting socks for him and knitting scarves for him. My mother always baking for him and sending him cookies and chocolate. And getting the letters from him was a really big occasion. My mother was really great, and she had a map that she put up in the kitchen. So we would follow him as he crossed Europe. It's kind of interesting that you would ask this now, because he just died about 6 months ago. He always said that he became a physician because he was the first tank into Austria with George Patton's army. He upset his tank, and his best buddy was killed. He became a physician because he said, "I didn't know what to do, and I was never going to be in that circumstance again." I was very close to Clayton. He would never talk about the war. My mother died about 5 years ago, and as I was cleaning up the house, I found all of his letters that he had written to her, which were really pretty incredible of what this young man, 18 years old, was experiencing. And interesting enough, I located one of his friends that had gone through training with him in California in the tanks and went with him, but he was in a different squadron. I located him in Texas, and I just talked to him. He is in his late 80s, and he wrote a book that I've just finished reading. And he talks about Clayton, and he talks about Clayton shared the stockings that my mother had knitted and the scarves with him in the tanks because they were so cold, and they slept in the tanks. They did everything in their tanks. It was just sort of interesting that this all sort of fell into place. So I really do remember that. And then my dad's younger brother went to the war. He also volunteered, and he was in the infantry. He went in on Omaha Beach. He went in through France and the liberation of France. And he and Clayton ran into each other in France, which was really exciting for the family because they got to see each other and share chocolate bars. And then I had another uncle that was a prisoner of war, was a bombardier, and was one of the first planes to go down over Germany and was a prisoner of war with the Germans for 3 years. And I remember him coming home and how he looked. He is still alive, and he is living in Atlanta, Georgia, with his daughter. Then I had another uncle who was also in the war. My mother was just so good about always sending all four of these boys cookies and knitting for them. My grandmother would roll bandages for the American Red Cross. So I really remember the war. I remember saving tinfoil and every package of gum that we would scrape off the tinfoil until we would get a big ball of tinfoil that we'd take down to the railroad station, to the depot, and they were collecting them, and they would send them into Omaha. I mean, I don't know whatever happened to them. We now have a neighbor, Hans Hosterman, who grew up on the border of Germany and Holland. And he tells me the story that he can remember the American planes going over and dropping the tinfoil that would interfere with the radar. Now, was that my tinfoil that I collected as a little girl? I have no idea. But I like to think maybe that that was. I remember the rationing. My dad was always concerned about the tires on the tractor. And finally, he took the tires off the tractor and went to the lugs because we didn't have any more ration stamps to buy tires for the tractors.
And the lugs would have been metal wheels.
Metal wheels, yeah. Right. Shoes, we rationed sugar. She always worried about whether she was going to have enough sugar for canning in the summertime, because that's what we did. We canned for the winter fruit and vegetables. So I remember saving stamps to purchase war bonds. We had a man who owned a grocery store in Beamer, and if I got straight A's, he would give me stamps for my savings bonds. I remember them coming home. I remember my family glued to the radio in the evening to pick up news about the war and where they were. My mother had yarn for each of the boys and where they were as they traveled across Europe, so we could keep track of it.
Yeah.
She was really great. It was very real to me.